From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, and happy heavenly birthday to singer Marvin Gaye. Bring some understanding here today. Oh, oh, oh. Pick it loud and pick it sound. Don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me. You can see. I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are the top stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Cherokee County students selected for governor's honors. River Ridge Cross Country Booster Club hosting Run Walk in honor of Lake and Riley. Cherokee among Georgia counties declared disaster area due to drought. Plus, Bruce Schenken sits down with Leah McGrath from Ingalls Markets about the best breakfast choices. We'll have all these stories and more coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. 10 high school students from Cherokee County School District have earned spots in Georgia Governor's Honors Program, a prestigious summer initiative for exceptional juniors and seniors. Located at Georgia Southern University, the program provides advanced instruction and enrichment in various disciplines. The selected students excel academically and in extracurriculars, showcasing talents in fields like visual arts, music, engineering design, theater, and communicative arts. Superintendent Mary Elizabeth Davis praised their dedication and talent. Their achievements will be celebrated at an upcoming school board meeting. The River Ridge High School Cross Country Booster Club is hosting the 22 for 22 Run Walk event on May 17th to benefit the Lake and Hope Foundation. The event aims to support causes such as women's safety, children's health care, and nursing scholarships. It involves participants completing 22 laps in remembrance of Lake and Hope Riley's 22 years. Open to all fitness levels, the day will feature music, food trucks, and vendors, creating a community atmosphere. Entry fees are set at $25 for runners, walkers, and $5 for spectators, with a special $10 t-shirt offer. Interested parties are advised to register by May 3rd online to ensure their spot. The USDA has declared emergency disaster aid for farmers in 17 Georgia counties, including Cherokee County, due to extreme drought. Affected farmers, as well as those in neighboring counties, are eligible for emergency loans from the Farm Service Agency. These loans aim to cover full production or physical losses, helping with family living expenses, farming operations, or debt refinancing. Farmers have until November 25, 2024 to apply for this assistance. For further details, visit farmers.gov. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the Metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you stuck in a cooking rut? Be sure and pick up a copy of the Ingles Table magazine. Look for it in your Ingles deli or find it online on our website, ingles-markets.com, under the recipes tab. It's full of recipes and cooking tips, as well as videos from regional celebrities and food bloggers.
Georgia residents will soon vote on property tax caps after the Georgia General Assembly approved two significant bills. Senate Bill 349 proposes a statewide homestead exemption, limiting annual assessed value increases to match the Consumer Price Index from January 1, 2025. Additionally, it offers cities and counties the option to lower or remove property taxes through a new 1-cent local sales tax aimed at property tax relief. This legislation includes a 5-year sunset clause for the exemption, allowing for potential renewal. This move aims to address rising property tax concerns, providing a mechanism for homeowner relief. The 2024 Georgia General Assembly wrapped up its session after nearly 15 hours, making notable progress in tax reductions, education vouchers, and healthcare improvements. Highlights include a comprehensive tax cut package that accelerates state income tax reduction, increases the child tax credit, and doubles the homestead tax exemption. Legislation was also passed to introduce private school vouchers and amend Georgia's Certificate of Need law, enhancing healthcare access, especially in rural areas. Despite these achievements, efforts to fully expand Medicaid, legalize sports betting, and address certain tax credit fell short. Environmental initiatives aimed at protecting the Okefenokee Swamp and legislation concerning transgender youth and the American Library Association faced hurdles. Governor Kemp now has 40 days to decide on the fate of the bills passed. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. And now, here is Bruce Jenkins' conversation with Leah McGrath about the best breakfast choices.
Hi, I'm Leah McGrath. I'm the registered dietitian, the corporate dietitian for Ingles Markets. I'm here to answer your questions about food, nutrition, and health. You can find me on the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com and click on the wellness tab. You can also find me on Twitter as Ingles Dietitian with 2 T's, and you can find me on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. So today, once again, I'm answering some of your questions about food, nutrition, and health.
All right, Leah, these email questions that we get sent in are a fantastic one. So here's one from Jennifer, who is struggling with breakfast and usually ends up snacking maybe an hour or two after she eats her breakfast. So she feels like she's doing something wrong. What should she be eating?
Well, usually when I see situations like this, the person is really eating a lot of carbohydrates for breakfast. Maybe they're just having a bowl of cereal and milk, or maybe they're grabbing, you know, a bagel or a muffin or a piece of toast with coffee. So all that is a lot of carbohydrates, and carbohydrates are pretty quickly broken down in our body and are used as fuel for our muscles and our brain. And there's nothing wrong with that, but they don't have a lot of staying power. So for Jennifer or anybody who is really eating a very small breakfast that's mostly carbohydrates, the trick is really to combine that with some protein. So maybe if you have toast, maybe you can whip up some scrambled eggs or poach an egg and put that on your toast, and that's going to add some protein to it. Maybe you have that plain Greek yogurt that's high in protein with your cereal or with your cereal on top. And maybe you have a breakfast meat, something like a turkey sausage or something like that with your breakfast. But that is usually what I see when people say, I ate breakfast, but I'm hungry an hour later. It's probably because your breakfast had little or no protein and maybe no fats with it or small amounts of fat. So it's gone from your system within an hour or so, and now you're hungry again and you are tempted to graze and eat a lot of food just to fill yourself up. So really try and get more proteins with your breakfast. And that's going to help you keep more satisfied.
All right. The key word here is protein.
That's right. Well, thanks for your time today and for listening to the Ask Leah segment. If you have nutrition questions, be sure and go to the Ingles website at ingles-markets.com. Click on the wellness tab, and you can also find me on Twitter, Ingles Dietitian with two T's, on Facebook as Leah McGrath Dietitian. Send me your questions about food, nutrition, and health, and we'll get them answered for you.
We'll have closing comments after this. In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings, like the Marietta Daily Journal, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcasts of Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us for our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.